You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey everyone, Tim McMaster here, along with our MLB.com Orioles reporter, Brittany Giroli. And we are in the final week of the season, Brittany, and things are fun across Major League Baseball, but maybe not any more fun than the American League wildcard race. And things are certainly heating up, and the Orioles with a huge win on Wednesday night. So let's start right there, because this team was very close to suddenly finding themselves two games behind the Blue Jays, maybe even with the Tigers for that second wild card spot. Instead, Hyun-Soo Kim comes through with a huge two-run homer, and the Orioles able to escape with a victory. First, talk about spirit-wise, how excited was this team? How big a lift did it give this team in that post-game clubhouse?
Oh, it was huge. And it's funny, Tim, how baseball works, because this was a guy that nobody wanted on the team coming out of spring training. They wanted to send him to the minor leagues. Now he's hitting home runs in a crucial spot in the postseason, race. So nobody was happier that it happened to a guy like him. And Tillman said it, and Mark Trumbo said it, and the big smile he had on his face as he crossed home plate. And he's been really consistent for them, very clutch, particularly as a pinch hitter. He's 6-for-9. And you mentioned it. It saved their season, essentially. Now, every game, obviously, is important from here on out, but they would have gone on this road trip a quick 0-2 hole. They would have been tied with the Tigers for the wild card. So certainly they kind of lived to fight another day with that lead.
Kim goes from, I mean, you remember spring training. He was pretty much 0 for spring training, and you said it. They wanted to send him down and all of that. And not only has he become, obviously, a big part of this team on the field, but he's become a real popular guy too, hasn't he?
Yeah, they had a T-shirt night for him on the last homestand. Yeah. So fans really like him. Everyone's kind of eating their crow over him, and they have been ever since he got booed a little bit here at Camden Yards on opening day. And he's really developed into a consistent and popular player for the Orioles.
Now, Chris Tillman pitched pretty well and obviously gets a no decision in the game. But I think the unsung hero maybe from Wednesday night is Brian Dunsing, who comes in a huge spot in the eighth inning. And there would have been no chance for Kim if the Blue Jays pile on runs there. Bases loaded, and Dunsing strikes out Melvin Upton Jr., a huge strikeout that maybe after the Kim homer kind of falls by the wayside as one of the bigger moments in that game.
Yeah, it does, but I'm glad you mentioned it, because it wasn't really the guy you would have thought would have came in that situation. Buck wanted the lefty. They pinch hit, of course, with the righty was Melvin Upton, and Dunsing was able to come in and get the biggest out of the game. And you're right, the whole complexion of that game would have changed. So Kim was probably the hero, but Dunsing, you can make the case a very close second.
So on Thursday, it'll be Ubaldo Jimenez, who a few months ago, I think Orioles fans would have gone, oh no. But suddenly Jimenez is kind of Mr. Consistency for this team in the second half. Can you just kind of explain the transformation of him from kind of a guy that no one wanted to see on the mound to a guy that you kind of know what you're getting every time he goes out there?
I wish I could explain exactly what happened. I don't think anyone knows, yeah. But for Ubaldo, it all comes down to that command, fastball command, his mechanics. He seems to have kind of gone back to his old delivery a little bit. And I think for starting pitchers, it's a lot of confidence. He knows he's on a good run. He knows he can keep his team in the game. And they know it as well playing behind him. So I think that confidence kind of speaks volumes for him going forward. So hopefully he can get it done. Another big game for them again tonight.
So obviously a chance, or a pretty good chance, that this will be the matchup in the American League wildcard game. That would be next Tuesday, and more than likely it would be in Toronto, because the Blue Jays, besides having the lead on the Orioles right now, also hold the tiebreaker over the Orioles. So chances are that would be a home game for Toronto. Chris Tillman, though, lines up for that game for the Orioles. That has to make the Orioles feel good to have their ace ready to go in what will be the biggest game of the year.
Sure, but Aaron Sanchez lines up for Toronto.
Yep.
So that's a guy they haven't beat. They hit four home runs against him in one start and still didn't beat him. And then the other starts, he's held them to two or fewer. So it is nice for them knowing they have Tillman. They could also go Kevin Gausman if they wanted to. But when you look at it and you kind of looked at that game one in Toronto, you thought, they're going to see Aaron Sanchez again. He's a guy that's really been excellent. You can make the case if he wasn't shut down, could be in the Cy Young conversation. So that would be a tough wild card for the Orioles.
If they end up having to play a game 163 before that wild card, do you think they would go Tillman 163 and then Gossman, or the other way around? Because it seems like they'd have that option.
I think it just depends on matchups, who they're playing, how that guy fares against whoever they're playing. That would probably be worst-case scenario, though. I know they like to line things up a little bit. Seattle is the team that really kind of scares me. I think they're two back. I think if the Orioles lose tonight, Seattle can bring it to one. Playing Oakland at home, which is what Seattle is doing, they really have a chance to tie the Orioles, and they own the tiebreaker. So the Orioles would have to go from New York. I've thought all about this, by the way, worst-case scenario. They'd have to go from New York to Seattle for that game. And I don't know who they would pitch. It would just depend on where they were going, what was happening. But certainly Gossman, Tillman, the way it's lined up, that's what they would like to do. But they'd also like to advance to the division series, and then they'd really be in a tough spot pitching-wise. So they want to make it. They want to get in. And it just seems like they're not going to have the luxury of really setting up guys as much as they would like to.
Yeah, you just got to do the patchwork thing from there. There was obviously a frustrating game, the first game against the Blue Jays. Ejections late in that one, Chris Davis. And Buck Showalter ejected for the first time this season, which surprised me a little bit because Buck from time to time lets umpires know how he feels about things, but he's been pretty mellow this season until the other night.
Yeah, he has. I hadn't realized it either until somebody sitting next to me said, oh, that's his first ejection on the year. And sure enough, it was. Chris Davis is another one who doesn't really make a whole lot of trouble, but the way it's set up now, if you're going to argue balls and strikes, you're going to get tossed. So I think Buck was maybe trying to light a fire under them a little bit too in that game one, seeing if they could jumpstart something, because very quietly, even when they're winning, this offense is not doing well.
You mentioned that Seattle is playing Oakland, and I know Detroit's playing Atlanta, another team that, while they're playing a little better now, has had a brutal season. And then the Orioles have to go to the Bronx and play the Yankees this last weekend. I guess you don't want it to be easy, right, Brittany? But that's a tough go. The Yankees are not heading to the postseason. Technically, they're still alive, but at some point here, they're going to get knocked out. But that's a tough place to go to kind of win those final games that you need to get into the postseason.
It's really tough. And, you know, somebody said yesterday, it's probably true, that Toronto and Baltimore probably deserve to be the wild card slots just based off of the schedule, but it doesn't matter. And that's part of the issue a lot of teams have with the unbalanced schedule, is you've got wild card teams competing against each other, and they face different challenges. Their schedules aren't even remotely similar. So Detroit gets Atlanta. Oakland, who's been horrible, goes to Seattle to play them at home to finish the year. And Toronto, let's not forget, has to play the Red Sox. So the Orioles and the Blue Jays really have to earn it, and it just seems unfair. And I know that that's the way baseball is, but for some of these teams to have easy interleague matchups to end the season while these other teams have like these really brutal division rivals, I just think that at some point you would hope that it would have to change the schedule, at least for the sake of the two wild cards, would have to be a little bit more balanced.
Yeah, certainly, and definitely a discussion for a future day for sure. It's certainly going to be a lot of fun over the next few days. And, of course, every team plays at 3 o'clock Eastern on Sunday. It'll be a lot of fun. Thanks, as always, Brittany. This has been MLB.com Extras, our Orioles edition. For Brittany Giroli, I'm Tim McMaster. Tune in again next week.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.